It's Friday, and it's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys. Hope you're having a good Friday so far. Noah, you want to kick us off today?
Yeah, sure. So I got some stuff about some Korean babies.
Okay.
So did you know that Korean babies are born at 1 year old?
Like they start at, age one?
Yeah, at age one. Kind of odd. So they call it the Korean let's see if I can – man, I always forget stuff. The Korean age, that's what they call it over there. So South Korea, babies are already considered 1 year old at birth. It's the Korean culture calculates age a little different. They go more the traditional way. There's actually three separate ways that they do it. The oldest and most traditional way is called the Korean age, which they include the time that they are spent in the euro. And so they actually round it up from 9 months to a year. So when they're born, they're a year old. The other crazy thing is that that measurement of time also, if you're Korean, the new year hits, regardless of when you were born, you're another year old.
Okay.
So if a baby is born on December 31st, the very next day they are two in Korean days.
Interesting.
And so that's like most of the people over there have used that for a very long time. The other way that they do it is instead of adding the year at birth, just every beginning of the year, every new year, they add a year without the birth part of it. But then they finally did adopt because of obviously like health things, vaccinations, knowing when to do these type of things. They added those in 1962. That's when they implemented the international age is what they call that.
Okay.
And so not until December 2022, so just last year, like just a few months ago,
right,
is when they finally actually implemented in South Korea, they passed a law standardizing the international age. So even up to just a few months ago, they went by the you're born at 1 year old, and every new year, you add a year.
Interesting. All
now, right. They still celebrate birthdays like regular on the day, but that's how they counted age up until just a few months ago to where now it's actually the international age that they use.
Interesting stuff. All right. Well, did you know that honey never expires?
Never.
Never. So honey is often credited for many different things. It can soothe sore throats, heal burns, and obviously adds like sweetness to drinks and stuff. But if a bottle is in the back of your pantry, it's been collecting dust for a while, and you think it might have gone bad, don't worry. It doesn't expire.
Never expires.
Yeah. So archaeologists who unsealed King Tut's tomb all the way back in 1923, they found containers of honey in the tomb. And then after performing a not-so-scientific taste test, they determined that it was completely fine. And then now, years later, when they've actually done real tests on it, they found that honey's preservative properties have a lot to do with why it can last, and that's because there's very little water in honey.
Okay.
So 80% of honey is made up of sugar, and just 18% of it is water. And so with such little water and little moisture, it makes it very difficult for bacteria and microorganisms to survive on honey. Honey is also super thick, so there's a little oxygen that can penetrate, which is another reason why bacteria can't grow. And then also, it's extremely acidic, and thanks to a special enzyme in bee stomachs called glucose oxidase, when that's mixed with nectar to make the honey, the enzyme produces gluconic acid and hydrogen peroxide, and all of that also helps lower the sweetener's pH level, which also kills off bacteria. So honey lasts forever. It also says now, of course, if you leave honey out and it's not sealed in a proper container, then certain things could get into it from the air. But if it's kept properly, honey basically never expires.
Man, I'll be honest. I'm still stuck on the fact that it was unscientifically tested. Like what they just down in this tube, they're like, hey. They pop the tube open. They're like, hey, look, some honey. Someone stick their finger in it.
see if it tastes good enough. I know, yeah. I honestly, brave archaeologist back then.
But I mean, hey.
You never would have known, I guess.
I guess he was the first one to taste some honey that's that old, so I guess he can keep that to his name.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so honey never expires. Alrighty, thanks for joining us today on the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys next week. We do it Monday through Friday at 2:45 p.m. See you guys next time.